Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Tuesday, baby. You know it is Twisted Up Tuesday on today. I'm telling you, it is hot around here. It has been one horse race. It's almost like I was at the Kentucky Derby. Have any of you guys ever went to the Kentucky Derby? You know how the horses are racing around? Well, honey, it's just like that up in here in this engineer booth. I am telling you, once it gets started, it just don't stop, honey. It's just like mad horses racing at the Kentucky Derby. I am telling you what's the truth. Now, listen, I am broadcasting live from the Windy City. It is clear tonight, about 56 degrees, honey. Yes, and get my drink. I need a drink real bad on tonight. Listen, get whatever you got, lemonade, Tanqueray, put whatever you got to put in it. Throw the ice down in the glass. Stir it up and bring it all over here, okay, if I can get my day started. Okay, bring it. I got to get it down. Okay. Listen, it is Thunderstorm Tuesday, baby. It is going on tonight. Independent artist Ergo Bria. You know, I'm all hyped up because Ergo, that is the girl, and she's going to be on tonight. Oh, yes, she is. She got some hot music. I am telling you, this girl is fire. Listen, it is November the 1st. Can y'all believe it's November the 1st? But it is. I'm not ready for November, but November is ready for me. Okay. Listen, it is November 1st, 2022, 9 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 10 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. And y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know, I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team. Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. We have two different colors of Gumbo Rum. We have Natural Vanilla, which is Gumbo Gold, and Natural Coconut, which is Gumbo Silver. Listen, please do visit Gumbo Rum online for all your rum libation needs. The CEO and the founder of Gumbo Rum is Steve Gumb. Yes, and see, listen, let me tell y'all something. While you on Facebook, y'all know we on Facebook. Lord, today, Jesus, hold it. Cut the music. Let me slow down. Cut it off. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all know it's always something that you see that kind of gets you going. Now, you would think before I play the music, I got to say this. You know, you would think out of all the crazy things that we see in the world, you think we would be kind of immune to it, right? Kind of immune to craziness. Well, listen, I don't know what it is. I think people are supposed to act, you know, normal. For some crazy reason, I think people on planet Earth are supposed to act normal. But you know what? It's not that way at all. Let me tell you something. I cannot get used to it, and I still have shock value. You know what shock value is? It's when you see something crazy or odd and you respond to it. You know what I'm saying? I'm still trying to work on it, but I ain't got there quite yet, okay? So when people face crazy things or say, look at me kind of crazy, I have a shock value, you know, and you know what? That's from having my aneurysm, and it never really heals. So listen, let me tell you what I'm getting to. This is the point. I saw something really crazy on Facebook. This lady, I don't know what kind of dress it was supposed to be. I wish I had a picture where I could make a video and show you the video so you could actually see what I'm talking about. But listen, the thing was, there was no dress at all. It was supposed to be a dress, but it was no dress at all because it was cut out all over her body. Boobs. Boobs were hanging out for days. Can I tell you? Her boobs were hanging out. Of course, there was no bra. She had no bra on because the thing was cut in a million pieces, and you can see every inch of her skin. I don't know what is going on. I said, this is really crazy. So listen, I took a screenshot, and I sent it to my mother. I said, do you see? I said, can you believe what this is? And she said, yeah, I can believe it. She said, I've gotten used to it. People are really crazy these days. So listen, I still ain't gotten used to crazy people. So listen, I was like, this is unreal. And then she has up there, I had a good time last night. Now listen, you know what my mom says? My mom is 82 years old. Bless her heart. You know what my mom says to me, people? She says to me, well, she probably is all into those orgies. That's what my 82-year-old mother, she says, well, she probably just came back from an orgy. She said, can't you tell from the dress she has on? I says, oh, my God, you did not just say that to me. My 82-year-old mother is telling me about orgies on the telephone. I'm like, oh, my God, this is too much for me. But she really did. I says, you know what? You're probably right. She probably did go to an orgy. Okay, so listen, let me get to the music. I am telling you, I got some hot stuff. It is Ergo Bria. Yes, I do. Now, listen, people, don't get scared. Y'all know I be turned up to the 100 power all the time. So listen, you guys should be, you know, kind of used to it by now. So listen. I do have a word from my sponsor, and it is about brain fog. Can y'all tell? I ain't got no brain fog. But let me tell y'all something. This is really important. I'm on a mission. Now listen, let me dial it down. Y'all know I be so excited. This is about brain fog, and I want you guys to take a listen to this, and it's really serious when it comes to health. Now, there's one thing I don't play around in. When you have experienced major health challenges, it becomes a mission in life, and believe me, it's a mission for me to help people. So listen, this is about brain fog. Take a listen to
When it comes to brain fog information, you need straight facts based on nutritional biochemistry and what we know about brain metabolism and treating neurological disorders. To get started on your path to erase brain fog, www.brainfogrecoveryprogram.com.
Okay, guys, so this is about brain fog. And let me tell you something. It's about recovery. You can recover from your brain fog, right? I'm saying fog, like fog, F-O-G. So you can recover from brain fog. If you are experiencing, you're not able to focus, you're having confusion, things of that matter, you can recover. And I just love what she's doing. She's doing a wonderful thing. And the website is brainfogrecoveryprogram.com. So once again, it is brainfogrecoveryprogram.com. And I want you guys to check out the website. Really, you really need to check it out. If you are experiencing things and you need to recover from, you can't focus, you're having a little confusion just going on, you can recover. It's brainfogrecoveryprogram.com. And I'm so serious. You know, it's two things that mama is serious about. Let me tell you. Y'all know I'm transparent. I will tell you whatever, right? Whatever. So listen, it's two things I am serious about. That is my blood pressure and my brain. You know what? And I'm serious about any time you've had a massive stroke or a ruptured aneurysm like I did, and it's due from a blood pressure, which is crazy. I had a crazy history with that mess. So listen, let me tell you something. When it comes to brain fog recovery program, I am serious about that because, you know what, we have to take care of ourselves, and the way that we take care of ourselves is through what we eat, right? Exercise. We have to keep our body hydrated. Listen to me as if I am teaching you about brain fog. But listen, I am really serious, and when it comes to health, it is a serious mission for me. You know, I'm really serious when it comes to health. And if we can do something to adjust our health, to correct things or make it better, I think that we should do those things. I'm very passionate about that, and I think everybody should be passionate about that. And, you know, we have to curb what we eat. We have to make adjustments and things like that. Listen, let me tell you this. Let me tell you this story. I went to I told the story the other day. I'm going to get to Ergo's music. I went to the health food store because I'm having some things that's going on right now, right? I got some wacky stuff going on with my blood pressure. My red blood cells is just really wacky. Let me just say this real quick. Now, I goes in the health food store. You know, I'm really serious about natural food and natural eating, clean eating, and making adjustments and do what I got to do to get my body whole and healthy. And when something goes out of alignment, so listen, something is out of alignment in my body, right? So I got to do what I got to do to get it back in alignment. This is what I believe in. And so I started talking with the guy that's in the health food store. He's about 80 years old, and he's walking faster than me. So go figure. So listen, I start telling him what's going on, and he says, well, you know what? Your body is fighting against something that's going on in your body. I'm like, okay, that's the same thing the doctor says. He says, yeah, you got something that's going on in your body. Your immune system is revving up trying to kill something. I'm like, well, I'll be glad when they tell me what it's trying to kill. And he says, well, you can erase that. You can reverse that and get that under control. And he started asking me, well, what do you eat? What are you doing? What are you eating? I said, well, I have a piece of toast for breakfast. And he says, oh, throw it out. That's not food. Everything I said that I was eating, he's telling me to throw it out. And I'm like, well, gee whiz, you know, because you guys know I'm on the road to becoming a vegan, and he's telling me, he says, well, you know, well, they're really trying to mislead people with all this being a vegan, this and that. He says, you might as well be eating the sidewalk. And I'm looking at him, my eyeballs are falling out of my head because I'm like, you got to be kidding. I feel great, and that's what's got the doctors all puzzled and confused because I feel great, but yet my blood work is saying something totally different. They don't understand what the hell it is. So listen, the guy in the health food store is telling me what to do. He's given me all this information. He says, you can fix this, you can fix it, which I know I can fix it. And so listen, I am saying that because I believe if you are having an issue with your brain fog, you can fix it. If you're having a problem with confusion, focus, or memory, being forgetful, listen, you can fix it. I want you to go to the website, brainfogrecoveryprogram.com. There's some information on that, and I really do want you to, get the guide. There is a free guide on the website, and she has 15 years experience of helping individuals. She's a trained specialist. Listen, she's a licensed mental health counselor for over 15 years with specializing in training and useful, powerful nutritional therapies. Okay, so I want you guys to go to the website. She has a master's certificate from Maryland University in integral health, okay? And she's a certified integral mental health professional. We got a lot of health coaches out there, and nothing against health professionals, but I believe you got to have your certificate, your degrees, and you got to know what you're doing. All right, so listen, go to brainfogrecoveryprogram.com. She knows what she's doing. Her name is Nicole, very friendly, and she can help you recover from your brain fog. So once again, before I play the music, it is brainfogrecoveryprogram.com. And go to the website, take a look at the free guide. Click on that red button and get the free guide. And then you'll be able to start your journey in recovering from brain fog. Now, listen, I got some hot music. Oh, my girl, Sister Ergo. Let me tell you, I'm calling her Sister Ergo. This song is the bomb. It is called Slow Burn, Slow Burn. And I am telling you, this song is going on. Y'all check this out for yourself. Check it out. you, that is superb, 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 superb. I'm telling you, she is awesome. That is independent artist Ergo Bria, and that is Slow Burn. I love that song. I'm telling you, for some reason, every time I hear the song, I just see television. I can't say it enough. I know I've said it quite a few times and a couple of times as I was playing her music, but that's the only thing I see is television. And so, seriously, we need to seriously do something about that. And so I am telling you, that is phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. Television, you know, it's like she needs to be performing, you know, in different episodes. I keep talking about different episodes because that's what they do. When you have a pilot or you have a show and you start taping and filming for whatever show that you're filming for, they call in different bands that's going to fit whatever show that they are doing. And so it is pretty cool. You know, even in back in the day, you know, we've all seen different bands. Even Lord God, a lot of my family members like this show Walker, and so we watch a lot of Walker, and they have bands even back then. So listen, it is very common. It is common practice. It is commonplace for different TV shows when they're writing scripts and everything, and they're doing something. They look for a particular sound. They look for a particular band. They look for a particular band that has a certain look. They already know. See, it's like this. They already know in their mind what they want, and so they go out and look for bands that represent what they see in their mind, in their mind's eye. That's the way that it works. That's the way it works. And you know what, you can do that even with YouTube. There's a lot of shows on YouTube. There's a lot of channels. Even people that's doing live shows on YouTube, they use a lot of music. And I would even go out to put register. I'm saying this for Ergo. I would even register at New York City Podcast Network, because there is a page on New York City Podcast Directory where they play music. If you have music like the wonderful music like what she has, and I do it too, I will help artists, and I go and listen to different artists, and if I hear something that I like, I'll play it on the show. And there is a ton. New York City Podcast Directory is the largest podcast directory in all the world. It really is. It's the largest directory that there is. So it's New York City. I'm going to leave this link for you as well. So it's New York City Podcast Network. And what you can do is register, sign up, put some of your music on your page. And what people will do that have different shows, they'll hear your music and they'll just play it. They will play it. They will play it for free. You know, they just download it and boom, they start promoting your music for you for free. And it's awesome. And then you can also do that on YouTube. That's where I'm telling, there's a lot of ways to get your name and your brand out there. And listen, Ergo Bria has a wonderful brand. I love her brand. I really do. And I want to see her perform live. I would love to see her perform live. She is amazing, amazing, amazing. I love her. I love her. If I could get a bag of M&Ms, y'all know me. I am forever giving creative ideas out there for independent artists. And a lot has happened by me doing it. And, you know, it is just a blessing. It's a blessing to do that. So if I could for Ergo, what I would do is get a bag of Specialized made M&Ms. I really would. I would do that. I remember back in the day, and I'm pretty much out of time. I got to get out of here. I remember back in the day coming up, I went to a private parochial school. And, of course, we always had to sell candy. You know, fundraise to sell the candy. And the candy bars would have the school name on it. So, listen, the reason why I'm bringing it up, because it is possible. Anything is possible. It is possible. I would love to see her, Ergo, with her own M&Ms. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that would be just so cute. I am telling you. Do you know how many people would want that? They would just want it, want it, want it. And when she did live shows, sometimes I would just throw the little bitty bags out into the audience. I am telling you. And so listen, even sometimes when artists perform in New Orleans and you know, like the beads, you throw the beads out in the crowd. I don't even know if she does this. I don't know where it's coming from. But listen. This is really phenomenal. So when bands perform sometimes and there's a lot of different events that's going on in New Orleans, down in Louisiana. They throw the beads down the crowd, and whatever they have, they just throw it out into the crowd. Listen, Irv, I am telling you, there is ways to get your brand set on fire even the more. And so when you perform, I would do that. get little things, and it doesn't have to be expensive. You don't have to spend a lot of money. You can get those little bags of M&M specialized little candies with your name all across it. It doesn't have to be M&M's. It could just be a little bag of candy, but it has your name on it because it's your brand. It has ERGO on it, stamp. It's like your stamp of approval, honey. You are stamped in the universe because you are doing what you're doing, and you do it very well. And, honey, when you perform, just throw it out there. Just throw it out there. And you know what you're doing? When you're throwing it out there, you're giving yourself, you give yourself away. You're giving yourself away, honey, to your fans. And you're connecting with your fans, and they will love it. See, listen, artists have to do different things to connect with their fan base. And when you do things like that and you're giving things away, guess what? They love it. And they're going to tell 10 million more people about you and your band, and you just take off like fire, like hot running fire that's never being put out. You will never be put out because you're hot, honey. You're just like Cyndi Lauper. Never put out. You know how bad Cyndi Lauper is. See, oh, I love that lady. So listen, it's just the same way. I got to get on up out of here. I'm out of time. I don't want them to turn lights off on me. So listen, it's been a stone cold blast. Guess what? I get to come back and do it all over again on tomorrow. In the special words of Don Caniz, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and soul.